The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
I know George from Puyallup is. George, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, George has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three yeses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If you are standing under mistletoe, it's customary to do what?
Kiss.
Correct. The 4 months that have only 30 days are September, April, June, and what?
November.
Correct. Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans star in what 2024 movie?
Oh, that red one.
Yes. Which planet in our solar system has the most diverse climate and atmosphere?
Ours, Earth.
Correct. What ocean is between Africa and Australia?
Indian.
Yes. What band had the hit song Chop Suey?
System of a Down.
Yes. Who played Willie in the Bad Santa movies?
Man, I don't know his name. Pass.
Pierre is the capital of what U.S. state?
Pass.
What is Japan's main currency?
Yen.
Yes. Pokemon Go officially launched in what year?
2021?
No.
20?
No.
2020?
No.
2019?
No. George, you got 7 correct. And I will say all you right. Did not need that cheat sheet because you got all of those answers correct. So very all impressive.
Right, all right. Right.
I think it's going to be close.
I think George is a smarty pants and Steve's going down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I feel like Danny might disagree with you, but I'm on George's side because George, you have the same name as my husband. So I automatically love you. It doesn't take much.
I just want to think, all right.
Cool, thanks.
Kind of awkward.
Steve.
So you would have like a, never mind. A George threesome.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure my George would be so up for that.
I have good news. We're going to have a threesome. And the other person's name is George.
So then I can't say the wrong name because you guys have the same name.
It's a George sandwich.
I really thought this through.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
If you are standing under mistletoe, it's customary to do what?
Kiss.
Correct. The 4 months that have only 30 days are September, April, June, and what?
November.
Correct. Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans star in what 2024 movie?
Oh, red one?
Yes. Which planet in our solar system has the most diverse climate and atmosphere?
I'm going to go with Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Actually, I'm going to go with our planet, Earth.
It does. What ocean is between Africa and Australia?
Pacific.
No.
Atlantic.
No.
India. Indian.
Yes. What band had the hit song Chop Suey?
System of a Down.
Correct. Who played Willie in the Bad Santa movies?
Willie was Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes. Pierre is the capital of what U.S. state?
Georgia.
No.
North Dakota.
No.
South Dakota.
Wow. Yes. What is Japan's main currency?
Yen.
Correct. Pokemon Go officially launched in what year?
Oh, crap. I'm going to go 2015?
No.
2017?
No.
2018?
No! It was 2016!
Oh.
But, Steve...
And I'm going to say I shouldn't get the point for the ocean one.
Okay.
That was technically my fourth guess.
Yeah.
And I'm a man of integrity sometimes.
Oh, wow.
That is so sweet of you.
I would give it to you, Steve.
Okay. You know what, George?
Let's make it a real competition. What's the score?
George is so sweet. I mean, with or without that, Steve still won, George. So it's either 8
right.
or 9
All right.
to 7.
George, you're a great sport, man. That was fun playing you.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
You're my favorite George.
Oh.
Just kidding. Your husband's still my favorite George.
I feel like you changed your answer just because you saw her face.
I did. I was like, I was going to put him at number 3, but you know what? He's above Curious George as well.
What about Foreman?
Okay. Whoa. Do not. I will call up my George now, and he'll come in here and kick both y'all's asses.
I mean, George Foreman has a grill.
And a bunch of kids named George.
Yeah.
Does he really?
Oh, he's got like 5 kids named George.
All of his kids that he's named George?
Yes.
That is amazing. amazing.
Is he now your favorite too?
Actually, yes. I want to have a bunch of girls and just name them all Sarah. Oh my God. How big of an ego can you have to do that?
He has 12 children. All 5 of his sons are named after him.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, he's definitely number one now. Well, congrats on beating George from Puyallup, Steve.
Hell yeah.
Rockaholics, we invite you to join us at Live Night, and that is happening on December 13th at Showbox Soda, where everything is performed live on the stage for several hours of chaos.
Everything's done live, and we have some great guests, including our friend Big Walt. Walter Jones is going to be joining us from the Seattle Seahawks. That's going to be a blast.
The men's room will be there, too, and you can get your tickets now at KISW.com.
And before we, real quick, just to go back to George Foreman, just to blow your mind even more, one of his daughter's names?
Georgetta.
Yes.
Well, he should have just kept with it in Georgina and Georgia.
I know.
That's ridiculous. I love it.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve, you are not going to believe this. People on Reddit are having a debate. People on Reddit are debating.
Okay.
Has that ever happened before?
I don't even know what this Reddit thing is that you think. Honestly, I'm not a big Reddit person. Like, the only time I know of Reddit is when someone writes an article about a Reddit conversation. Do you spend time on Reddit?
A teensy weensy bit, but I know people that are obsessed with it. Like,
oh, yeah.
They probably spend more time on Reddit than all the other social media things combined.
For most part, I know what's going on Reddit because a couple of my hockey buddies just constantly send me links because they're constantly on Reddit.
So the Reddit debate happening right now is all about nu metal and who the big four would be.
Oh, man, I'm in for this conversation. I might get on Reddit just to be a part of this one. So the big four, that name is because of the big four in thrash metal or in heavy metal. You know, it's Metallica, it's Slayer, it's Anthrax, and is it Megadeth? I think that's the big four.
Sure.
I'm looking at you, and you look like you're so on board with what I'm about to say. Like, you know what I'm about to say. And then that's the response I get. Could not be better.
Yep, that's the one. Those are them.
Wait, can you go over your list one more time?
Metallica, Anthrax, Slayer, and I believe it's Megadeth. That's considered to be the big four. Like, they did a tour called the Big Four.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What are you looking at?
Something totally different.
Male adult film stars. What? No, this
Get
is about music. You weirdo.
Screen.
Well, let's start things off with the bands that are getting the most mentioned so far.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right, I'm excited.
Here we go.
Yeah. You really can't argue Korn.
That's like the kings of nu metal. For
not me. When it comes to nu metal. No. No, this band definitely deserves to be in this.
And I think
a lot of times when you do like these top four, Mount Rushmores, the big four, whatever it may be, there's usually like one or two that I think everybody can agree belongs in that list.
Korn is a definite.
Yes.
Okay, what about these guys?
You need to ask.
This is the song you went with?
What would you go with? Break Stuff?
Nookie!
Nookie?
Yeah!
We've heard Nookie enough.
We have not heard Nookie enough, number one.
Wait, you would go with Nookie over Roland?
100,000.
You're insane. Dude, take your hat and put it forward.
Nope,
you can't
nope.
wear your hat backwards nope. if you're going to say something like
that's
that.
It's also not red. Number one, Significant
Doesn't
Other.
Doesn't matter. He sometimes wore non-red hats.
Significant Other was a way better album than Chocolate Starfish.
Oh, boy.
You
oh
need
boy.
To shut the F up.
I'm just saying.
They grew.
They did not grow.
Boiler Room? Come on.
Oh.
See, this is the kind of debate Reddit is having right now. People are all fired up.
Yeah, I can't punch a human on Reddit, but I can punch a human right now.
So here are some.
Thank you, Sarah.
Here are some of the other bands who came up. And there's more to debate here. So let's go.
Wake up.
Ooh. I mean. I mean, I think there's a very strong conversation for them being in this.
Yeah. I agree.
I always view them as something that's like more artsy fartsy than nu metal.
See, I'm the same way. I don't know if I can quite crown them nu metal.
I wouldn't be upset though if somebody decided to make a definitive list and they were on it. I wouldn't be like, this list is trash.
Okay, how do you feel about this band?
Oh. I mean, they just make me want to take my clothes off.
That's my favorite thing ever was when Deftones were referred to as horny corn.
They are like this. That is such a great way to describe them.
I don't understand.
They are like the genuine of metal.
They really are.
Right? They put everybody. If you're a lady and you're into metal, more often than not, this is the band that puts you in the mood.
It's very nice.
The Deftones.
Okay. These guys, for me, a definite nod on the four. Everything you say to me.
That'd be like my number two or three, honestly.
Honestly, though, for me, I feel like they phased themselves out of the list based on their later records. Oh, now I'm going to get punched by time.
Do you hear this?
I do.
New metal makes us all rather aggressive. Listen to some of their more recent stuff before, obviously, Chester left us. That was not metal.
No.
It wasn't even metal.
It was melodic.
It was pop.
Yeah.
So I feel like they turned their back on the new metal scene. They don't deserve to be on this list.
Okay.
And I like Linkin Park.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Here's the next one. I push my fingers until my
eyes. I don't think that they're new metal.
I kind of am with you, Danny. I don't know if I quite put them in that category.
They were big, obviously. Like, I think that the new metal scene helped them, but I don't think... I think it was for, like, the people that listen to, you know, they're like, no, you listen to Slipknot. You don't listen to Limp Bizkit.
And last but certainly not least. Oh,
You guys picked the wrong song.
What would you pick?
Lower it. I'll tell you. You should have went with this one.
Okay. Nailed it. New metal.
The Daily Mix Show.
A couple in Utah has been reunited with their cat, who they accidentally shipped via Amazon. The cat was hiding in a box that they had returned. Here are Carrie Clark and her husband explaining what happened.
We got the most amazing, insane news in the entire world. I just couldn't even believe that she was in California. I thought it was a prank. Like, I still hard to wrap my brain around. She was trapped in an Amazon package.
And it was in this really big-sized Amazon package.
We had no idea. So Matt took the package to the drop-off without knowing that our dear cat was inside.
How chill is the cat that you don't even hear it the entire time?
Right. Or at what point do you realize that it happened that way in the first place?
Yeah, there's got to come a moment where you're like, where is our cat? And then you start thinking, did we accidentally ship it back to Amazon.com? And also for the cat, I mean, I heard that the cat's going to be okay. It just had several days without food and water, but it's going to be okay. How do you trust these people ever again? You know what I mean? Like, if I'm that cat, I'm just looking at them all the time. Like, I don't trust you guys. You guys suck.
And they're looking back at the cat like, that was your fault, you dumb.
Every time they come home, like, more stuff is just trash. It's like, I'm getting...
That is one thing, though, anybody that's ever owned a cat knows. Cats love a box.
Yeah?
They do. They if they can fit in it, they will go in
too,
it.
Lots of dudes do, too,
I tell you. Oh, my gosh.
I walked right into that one, didn't I?
Kind of, yeah. Softball. Cats and dudes.
Cats and dudes. Yeah, 6 days without food and water, but the cat is going to be okay.
Oh, good thing.
I mean, my dog can't go 6 hours without food, without being a little brat.
Oh, yeah, especially my older dog, Lulu. I don't think she even exists to be even a friendly member of our little crew. Like, she's just waiting to be fed. Like, she knows around when she's going to be fed, and she wakes up or gets off the couch and for, like, an hour just, like, kind of paces around her dog bowl. Like, I think it's around that time. And I always think, oh, it's going to get better with, like, the time zone change, like, whenever you go ahead or whatever. No, she still figures out an hour before dinner time, she just starts pacing right around the dog bowl.
The whole scheduling thing is really screwed up for us, though, on the weekends, because we feed our dogs at 4 a.m. when we leave to go to work. So at 4 a.m. on the weekends, that's when they start stirring.
Yep.
And I'm like, no, just a couple more hours, please.
Nah, they're hungry.
I ruined it for myself.
The Daily Mix Show.
Airplane drama in North Carolina. An entire flight had to disembark after a woman refused to get off the plane. This unidentified woman was asked to get off the plane because she was sitting in one of the emergency rows.
Okay.
In which... you are bestowed some responsibilities.
Yeah, once you sit there, usually the flight attendants, they come over and they just kind of say, are you prepared to help people out in case anything happens?
Her response, allegedly, I'm not going to save anybody. If something happens, I'm going to save myself first. That's like the last person you want sitting in an exit row. So here she is after
she's
the fact,
honest.
Still arguing with staff and authorities.
That lady came and asked us, we got witnesses, we all agreed.
flight attendant over
here. Yeah, because we all agreed, and everybody can witness that.
No, I heard originally she was, according to her, obviously, everyone always does that. Whenever someone reacts weird to something that you say, you're like, I was just joking. Apparently, she said, I was just joking about the whole thing, but then it just kept escalating and escalating, and then at some point, like, she was just saying, like, one of them was being racist to her and all this kind of, like, it went down a weird road, apparently.
And that would be so frustrating, especially if you have a connecting flight somewhere, and now you're getting off this airplane because somebody is losing it.
I would be so pissed. I remember one time having to get off the plane. It was recent, like when we went to New Jersey, we had to get off, but it was not because anyone had a meltdown, although some people came close to having a meltdown. It was because there was nowhere for the plane to land and it was running out of gas. It was very strange. So they had to divert the flight because there was some storm stuff going on. It was like there was a lot going on. So we were supposed to land in New York or New Jersey, and they had to divert the plane to Washington, D.C. And we had to land there, get off the plane, wait around. They said, oh, it'll only be a little bit. And then it turned out to be several hours by. And it just sucked. But at least with that, it was for our well-being and our safety. It wasn't because some idiot was arguing with the flight attendants over a quote-unquote joke. I'd be so mad at that person if we all had to get off the plane.
I've never had that experience where somebody was, like, being all unhinged on a plane.
No? Have you ever had to get off a plane?
Not that
besides,
I can recall.
Yeah.
But there was a time when we were in the air one time.
We're doing the show on a plane. We've never gotten off of it.
We were in the air and a guy went into diabetic shock. And so they had to do the whole, like, anyone on here? You know, I think there was like a firefighter, like a paramedic or something was on the plane that had to go tend to him. But I was like, oh my gosh, someone's going to die on this flight. He ended up being totally fine. I think it's like, you know, I don't know if it's like insulin or food imbalance, whatever it was. But they got him fixed up. But I was
panicking.
Did he get
a Snickers bar out of it?
Hungry, why wait?
Right. Do you think that was like a tactic for him to get a free meal?
Oh, no.
I swear, I need a chocolate bar.
Oh, it was stressful, though.
So if someone comes and saves the day like that, all of a sudden, do you then go out of your way to buy that person a drink?
Yeah.
Sure.
I would, right? Like, you just saved that potentially saved that person's life, or at least helped us avoid having to stop somewhere we're not supposed to stop because of this person. What are you drinking? I got you.
And maybe the airline should give him like some wings or something. A little thank you gift, a little appreciation token.
But then my idiot brain will start thinking, well, what if there's another incident? I don't want this guy drunk.
Oh, maybe you want to keep him?
Maybe just like a cheese platter.
Keep his wits about him.
Yeah.
Do you get the cheese platter? Is that your go-to?
Used to be.
Oh, yeah. You don't eat that anymore. Dang it.
It's fine. It's really nothing.
Although
I heard
platter.
That they're now starting with Alaska's now starting to put, I think they're starting to have hot meals again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for a while, they didn't do that.
No, yeah. After the pandemic, they kind of got rid of a lot of things. But now, yeah, I think they're offering burgers now. I don't know if they have any vegan options, though. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't. They have chips.
They have, you know, they partnered with Evergreens. If you've ever been to Evergreens.
Oh, yeah. The salads?
They do the salads. They do sandwiches from there. It's delicious.
Oh, nice.
That is awesome. Yeah, we've been there before.
Actually. Oh, yeah. We have.
Rock typically, off. I bring food onto the plane with me. I'm always that person.
Have you always been that way?
Yeah, even when they serve it, like, I don't know if this is a hot take or anything, but most of the food they give you is like, it's not enough and it's trash, if you ask me.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, do you guys like the plain food?
I love the cheese platter.
I always get the cheese platter.
The apples, the crackers.
I'm talking about like the hot meal.
Oh, no, because I'm a vegetarian. Like, I'm weird like you, so I can't really eat anything either.
Danny, do you like the hot meals?
I love them.
I do too.
Eat them all day long. In fact, I have a flight this Sunday, and I'm kind of like thinking, like, oh, should I upgrade to first class so I get the hot meal?
Can you order it in advance, even if you're not first class now, or no?
Yeah, but it's different. Oh,
it's not as delicious.
It's
not
the
same offerings.
Yeah, it's not the same offerings.
So that's like the Met.
Yeah,
and then like the co-chair is more like, you know, like Shake Shack.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
The Daily Migs Show.